Swedish detective show Wallander returned for a new series on BBC One with the grumpy detective moving house. Moving is one of the most stressful events in your life, so they say, and that is without finding a dead lass in the garden before you've had time to unpack the corkscrew. Poor old Wallander. Still, at least it allowed him to work from home for a few days instead of driving to the office. I'll bet his carbon footprint for the week was tiny. The Scandinavians go mad for that green stuff. He didn't need to look very far for the culprit either. It was the old fella next door. He'd shot the girl by accident a few years ago and buried her in his own garden, but decided to rebury her in Kurt's vegetable patch when he heard the famous detective was moving in. As housewarming gifts go, I think we'd all prefer a nice fruit basket or homemade casserole. It took a while, though, for Wallander to cotton on to the real culprit, because he was more interested in the violent pimp who used to rent the house. He turned out to be a red herring, which is fitting for a show set in Sweden, but one with terrible consequences. While snooping around the pimp's new lair, Anne Britt, Wallander's partner, got brained with a sledgehammer. She was not so much Anne Britt as Anvil. Oh well, Sunday wouldn't be the same without a bit of mashed Swede. This show is beautifully shot and well acted, but the plot strained credibility. Apparently the old boy planted the body in Wallander's garden because he wanted to get caught. Surely a simple phone call would have saved him a lot of digging. Still, it does seem like a perfect fit for Sunday nights. You've spent all weekend trying to piece together a flimsy Swedish wardrobe. Why not finish it by trying to get to piece together a flimsy Swedish murder mystery? Channel 4 is beginning to feel like Dale Farm in Essex. A couple of years ago, they let Big Fat Gypsy Wedding stay the night, but it never left and keeps breeding more shows about travellers. And I don't want to cast aspersions, but Countdown had its shed broken into twice in the last year, which never happened before, not even when Brookside was on three nights a week. Anyway, Thelma's Gypsy Girls is about the Scouse dressmaker who creates the monstrous diamante frocks favoured by gypsy brides. Apparently business is booming. I wonder why. And Thelma says the time is right, by which she means a TV firm suggested they could make a few quid, to expand her output and train up to 10 gypsy lasses as seamstresses. It's a similar project to Jamie Oliver's 15 restaurant, but with a lot more lingering shots of tanned cleavage and perky bottoms. Never mind 15, they should call it Fit Teens. The first episode followed the usual pattern, including the obligatory race against time to get the new factory finished in time for the big interview day. Just out of interest, what would happen if Thelma had to put the interview back a few days? The Gypsy Girls will still be around next week. They're not going to get snapped up by other firms keen to employ illiterate loons with poor social skills. And it's not like most travellers actually travel anywhere. Not if they can help it. Just ask the people who live near Dale Farm. Jesus Christ, another talent show. I'm not blaspheming. I'm talking about Superstar, ITV1's search for a singer to play the title role in Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Early frontrunner is long-haired rocker Nathan James, who is well qualified to play Jesus because he recently came back from the dead. Well, he was on The Voice, which is the next best thing. Builder Steve Pipe could also be a dark horse, although he'll need to work on his confidence after Judge Jason Donovan ticked him off for a lack of showmanship. "Jesus wouldn't put his hands in his pockets," he sniped. True that, especially when they were nailed to a cross. BBC Two bent cop drama Line of Duty is getting better every week, with DCI Tony Gates digging himself into a bigger hole than that fella who used to play Baldrick in Blackadder, but now spends his days looking for fragments of Anglo-Saxon pottery in a ditch outside Peterborough. The action is fast and furious, but the brilliant script never lets you forget that these are modern coppers. "Okay," says Gates as they close in on some serious villains. "Mobilise tactical ops, full armour. We'll do a risk assessment en route." I don't recall the Sweeney ever doing a risk assessment en route. Or operating tactically, for that matter. Later, when Gates tries to chase down a bad guy, his junior partner warns, "Health and safety, boss. This is not a dedicated pursuit vehicle." Not a dedicated pursuit vehicle? If you can't chase someone in a Jaguar XF, when can you? And finally, The Bachelor, with Spencer Matthews saying, "Natalia referred to me as a prize. I don't think that's a good basis to start a relationship." Yeah, but obviously meeting a gold-digging stranger on a TV show designed to strip away all human dignity is a rock-solid foundation for any relationship.